This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Chamber will have its 116th annual meeting and recognition program tonight at the Convention Center downtown. Winners include Enterprise of the Year, Moose and Metal Products, Small Business of the Year, Rev's Bull Bar and Grill. The Horizon Award goes to developers Steve Hoopman and Randy Schmiedel. Distinguished Service Award to Wilson Jones, the former CEO of the Oshkosh Corporation. The Alberta Kimball Community Service Award goes to the Tiny House Village by the Oshkosh Kids Foundation. This year's Chamber Volunteer of the Year is Dr. David Gunlock. And the Lynn Webster Leadership Award goes to former Chamber President CEO John Casper. Oshkosh's Restaurant Week starts its 10-day run today. 28 restaurants are participating this year. Some are offering lunch and dinner specials, others breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast specials are $12, a three-course lunch $17, and $29 for a three-course dinner. Sponsor 4imprint is offering a tumbler for those who eat out more than three times during the promotion. Page 2. A blackout halted the game for a few minutes yesterday, but the Wisconsin Herd has set a new team single-game attendance record. 4,206 fans turned out yesterday for the game between the Herd and College Park Skyhawks. The afternoon school day game brings in young fans from across the region. Despite frigid conditions, ice on Lake Winnebago remains dangerous at this time. Authorities are warning people to use caution, especially on Lakes Winnebago and Poygan. Ice conditions will only worsen next week when temperatures are expected to finally rebound into the high 30s. If you feel like it, starting next month, you can work out downtown at the YMCA or on the 20th Avenue YMCA at any time you want. The Ys will offer 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week access to the facilities. Members only. You have to be 19 years of age or older. And as of Saturday, some UW Oshkosh employees will no longer have their jobs. A total of 140 are being laid off. Many of those affected have already found new positions. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North plays boys basketball against Kakata on Friday night, then their crosstown rival Oshkosh West on Saturday. The Spartans currently lead the Fox Valley Association here at the halfway point of the regular season. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.